Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
John Oliver rips into Dana White about, you know, he's crazy building Fight Island and COVID and all this crap. And so he rips into Dana White, right? So Dana, and he said they should call it UFC and spelled out, not C as in the letter, but S-E-A, okay? That's what he said, that Dana White is crazy enough, that he should do all of that. So here's Dana White's response. At least you have the Dana White response. Play the Dana White response. Forget about the John Oliver already. Go ahead. Dana White.
It was making fun of Fight Island and said, basically saying this idiot is going to build an island where people can fight during COVID-19, right, and all this stuff. I'm actually a John Oliver fan. So I went out and I trademarked. He said, you should have just called it UFC. Right. So I trademarked UFC. Then he went out and bought a trademark of ours that had laps, and he's actually doing baby onesies that say you will submit or something like
that's
that.
Amazing.
But my t-shirts are done. These are going to go up for sale on the UFC website. They're going up this week, and all proceeds to these t-shirts will actually go to, I did some research, and John Oliver, one of his big charities is the Bob Woodruff Foundation, and the Woodruff Family Foundation mission is to ensure injured post 9/11 service members, veterans, and their families are thriving long after they return home. So that's one of his big charities. So all the money from the UFC shirts are going to go to one of John Oliver's charities.
That is awesome. See, that's a classy move. And that's Dana White capitalizing on that. It's a shot from John Oliver having some fun that the maniac, because, I mean, let's be honest, Dana White's a maniac. But then again, look what the maniac has accomplished. It's not like he's killing anybody. You know what I'm saying? He's just doing his business. They fight, they entertain, and they keep doing it during this pandemic. One of the few things that is actually kind of normal in this whole thing for us sports fans. You know what I mean? So you got to love the fact. And then for him to turn it around and then obviously the proceeds go to a good cause, that's taking advantage of the moment and turning it around and making it a positive. I think that's just genius. There's a reason why Dana White is so freaking successful.